This podcast is presented by Chicago Sports Nation. Chicago Sports Nation, enhancing your Chicago sports fan experience. Welcome to White Sox Nation Podcast, brought to you by Manscaped. Make sure you get that all-new and approved Lawnmower 4.0 on Manscaped.com. And, of course, use our code SHI, C-H-I, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. Once again, our special code is SHI, C-H-I, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. It's playoff mode for the White Sox Nation Podcast as the MLB playoffs begin this weekend and the White Sox historic regular season ended this past week. We're going to talk about the games that just happened, but also our team's MVP, Cy Young's biggest breakout, biggest surprise, maybe biggest letdown. We're also going to be previewing the matchups with the Houston Astros, the pitching matchups, what we can expect in terms of lineups, and the dates of the games and locations. So with that being said, the White Sox finished off the regular season this past week against a two-game series against the Cincinnati Reds, but the White Sox also did play on last Monday. They won 8-7 against the Tigers with that two-game series. The White Sox won 7-1 on Tuesday. It was a big game for Luis Robert, who had three RBIs, and then the White Sox on the next day, on Wednesday, they won 6-1. Big day for Gavin Sheets. He had himself three RBIs and a good game for Carlos Rodon. And then the White Sox faced off against the Detroit Tigers for their final regular season games. It was 8-1 the White Sox won. Lance Lynn with a nice performance, but also a great job by Jose Abreu on Friday night. And then on Saturday night, the White Sox won 5-4. Yoan Moncada with a clutch home run in the eighth inning, and then in the season finale, regular season finale, I should say, the White Sox fell to the Detroit Tigers 5-2. So as we sit here today, the White Sox come in at 93-67. They are first place, and of course, the AL Central champs. They are 53-28 at home, 40-41 on the road. They scored 796 runs and gave up 636 runs. Their run differential was 160, which is number 6 in the MLB and number 5 of teams that made the playoffs. So with that being said, let's go into our next subject, which is teams MVP, Cy Young, and all that. With that being said, the team's MVP, of course, is Jose Abreu. That being is, he has just been the glue that's held everything together, especially with all the injuries. He never came out. He always stayed in. And he finished another season with 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs. 30 home runs and 117 RBIs, to be exact, on the year. He has joined elite company in that list alongside David Ortiz and Albert Pujols are notable names. Unfortunately, he only finished in second place in MLB or RBIs in the MLB. Cy Young goes to Lance Lynn just because he has been that guy the entire year for the White Sox. Finished the year with a 2.69 ERA. He did have some struggling performances to round out the year, but I think for Lance Lynn, as a guy who's really just, you know, picked up this team when they needed him the most. You know, you look to his first 2 months he had in the month of May and June. He had about 9 starts and only gave up 5 earned runs. And in those starts, that 6 of them were shutout starts. And then he threw a couple of starts with runs, and he had a couple of starts where they got away from him. But overall, Lance Lynn was that guy. He really helped the White Sox out. I would say Dylan Cease might be next. I mean, obviously, Carlos Rodon, he threw a no-hitter and everything. He did have some struggling, but I mean, Dylan Cease and Lucas Giolito are guys that could be notable names as well. Lucas Giolito had the most quality starts out of White Sox pitchers with 15, and Dylan Cease had 10, which would be second or third in the rotation. Biggest surprise for the White Sox. I think there's many ways you can go with this one just because
the White Sox were. So I think it's got to be Luis Robert. And, you know, we all expect Luis Robert to be good. Don't get me wrong. We all expect Luis Robert to be that guy. We expect him to, you know, hit 100 or, you know, 30 home runs, 100 RBIs. But I think the way how he ended the year, I mean, ending it right now, he's batting .338 with 13 home runs and 43 RBIs. But I think the reason why he's going to be the, the upriser is just because going off the numbers when he returned off the IL, I should say, for Luis Robert, you know, he took over and he was arguably the best hitter in MLB. Obviously, that's very, it's a very bold take just because he's such a good player, but, and you're trying to say, well, why would he be, you know, the best player? And, you know, it's bold to say for a guy like Luis Robert, but he really was one of the best baseball players after the IL, I should say. And that's why many people have said it. He's a popular bet to be the 2022 AL MVP just because you think the odds are really going to be in his favor. And I believe about, since his return from the IL, Luis Robert has batted .367 with an on-base percentage of .403, slugging a .645, 11 home runs and 33 RBIs. That's been since August 9th, and he leads the team home runs since then as well. So you wonder why people think he's the best player on the team, but the biggest upside on the team just because of how well he played. That's why he's my biggest riser. I think the way he did rise in this after the IL was very unexpected. And that's why he's the biggest riser. And we hope he can peak it up, but if not, then that'll be unfortunate. But the ceiling is very, very high for a guy like Luis Robert. So now it's the biggest disappointment. And I hope people understand on the show that I'm not trying to rip this guy or anything. I'm not trying to come at him or make fun of him, but I feel like it's an important topic just because although there was a lot of good this season, there were some bad this season as well, and sometimes you just got to point it out and talk about it a little bit. And that's going to be Dallas Keuchel. Dallas Keuchel had himself a really rough season. He ended the year 9-9 with a 5.28 ERA, only 95 strikeouts. You know, I feel like maybe Collins could have been under here. There could have been other guys, but I feel like for Dallas Keuchel, it was a guy who really did not look good at the play, or on the mound, I should say, at all. You know, in his last 2 months, he had ERA a month of, July, it was a 6.26, and the month of August, it was a 7.43. And then he got pretty hardly against the Tigers this past Saturday. But it's a guy who started the year pretty decently, but then lost his stride in the middle of the year and really just could never find his groove with the White Sox. And, you know, you hate to see that because Dallas Keuchel was really good for the team last year. I'm pretty sure he led the White Sox in ERA. He was number one on the team. And to see him now get kind of pushed out of the rotation into the bullpen, who knows what his status will be for the playoffs, is very unfortunate. So with that being said, we're going to go to our next topic, which is we're going to take a preview at the Houston Astros. The Houston Astros and Chicago White Sox have met in the playoffs before. I think we all know when and where. Obviously, in 2005, the Houston Astros and White Sox played in the World Series. But considering Houston's in the AL now, this will not be the World Series. It will just be the ALCS. The first two games will take place in Houston. And how things went during the regular seasons is that Houston beat Chicago four straight when the White Sox went to Houston. And the Sox took 2 out of 3 in Chicago. And we don't know exactly how Houston's going to line things up on the mound. We do assume that,
Lance Lynn is going to, or not Lance Lynn, Lance McCullers Jr. Will be the projected game one starter. We're not 100% sure yet. But the starters that the White Sox should see in the series, let alone, you're going to have Lance McCullers Jr., who's had himself a pretty nice year. He pitched very well against the White Sox. He had himself a 3.16 ERA. Luis Garcia, Framber Valdez, Jose Urquidy, or Drozzi maybe, or Greinke. But the main guys that we're going to see are McCullers, Garcia, and Valdez. And, you know, all guys, our ERAs are in the three, none of them in the two. McCullers is 13-5. He set himself a couple of nice starts lately, only giving up about two runs. And then for Luis Garcia, a guy who has also not been giving up much runs lately, and Framber Valdez, a guy with a very nice curveball. He's been getting hit a little bit, but that's who the White Sox are probably going to have to face in terms of pitching. In terms of their bullpen, it's been Christian Javier. He has been one of the best guys out of that bullpen, but if you're looking for that one guy to really watch out for, it's their closer, Ryan Presley. Ryan Presley has been always one of the best bullpen guys in the major leagues. He comes in with 26 saves and a 2.25 ERA. We also should see Ryan Stanek out of the bullpen as well. He has himself a decent year. So those are the guys on the pitching side. Oh, I should say Kendall Graveman as well. But those are the pitching side. On the hitting side, it's the guys that have been with the team for most of the year. But this is a very heavily loaded offensive team. Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, Yordan Alvarez, Yuli Gurriel, Kyle Tucker, Michael Brantley, Martin Maldonado, Alex Bregman. You might even get to see Amelius Diaz or McCormick, you know. But the main guys are those first six guys I mentioned. And Yuli Gurriel is having himself a nice year. He's batting 319. Yordan Alvarez with a 3,100 season. Kyle Tucker with a 30 home run and 92 RBI season. Jose Altuve with 31 home runs. A team that's going to hit the ball, especially the long ball. And a lot of these guys' on-base percentage is above 340, which is very good. You know, these are guys that don't strike out as much, and they're very patient at the plate. I mean, we obviously know how postseason trained these guys are. I mean, the world, yes, they cheated, but in the White Sox, or not White Sox, in the MLB book, they are World Series champs, and they've been to the World Series a couple of times, so they're a very postseason experienced team. So with that being said, we're going to go to our breaks by Anchor and Manscaped, and then we're going to talk about the matchups, the times, and my predictions on this series. And with that being said, let's go to our sponsors. Breaking news. This is an important PSA brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your public service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the US and Canada. This new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. Their advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems like Manscaped worked with Elon Musk engineers to ensure your testes are as safe as possible. Now, what makes this trimmer different than all the other trimmers? It has a new multifunction on and off switch, which you can engage a travel lock, which is created for people who like to travel. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. The new trimmer even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. And looks-wise, it's sleek with a two-tone matte and gloss finish, even features a hot foil-stamped black chrome Manscaped logo. Show that mower off loud and proud. The optimized Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof, so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. Did I mention wireless charging?
The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code SHY, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you. So you get 20% off and free shipping with the code SHY, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code SHY. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Welcome back to White Sox Nation Podcast, once again brought to you by Manscaped. So White Sox and Astros will begin their ALCS best of five series Thursday in Houston. The game times actually just came out. So for game one, it's going to be a 3:07 Central start time on Fox Sports 1. And then on Friday, it will be a 1:07 start time in Houston on MLB Network. And then on Sunday, the White Sox will be home for their first home playoff game in a very long time. That one will be at 7:07 on Fox Sports 1. And then we do not know the rest of the series just because you only need three games to win. So if the White Sox and Astros, you know, were going to win those first three games, you wouldn't really matter about those next two games. So with that being said, White Sox and Astros have their time set. This series can go into next week. Game four would be Monday, and then game five, which would be in Houston, would be on Wednesday. So, you know, I'll say this about the series. If the White Sox want to win the series, they will have to win one of the games in Houston. That being said, it's for a team not veteran, not postseason experience, I should say, and to go in home, obviously you're home, but down 0-2 and you need to win three straight against a team like Houston is a very, very, very tall task. And if you could go in, even lose that game one, but win that game two and then go back to your home, you know, I feel like that would give you more momentum than winning game one and then losing game two. Obviously, we would love the White Sox to just win the first three games and we don't have to worry about getting sent home. But if you're looking at that momentum booster or that momentum shifter, losing game one and winning game two, I feel like would give you the most momentum boost for the White Sox just because they're going into Chicago after beating the Astros at home, the blackout and everything. I feel like that'd be huge for them. So I think the White Sox do take this series in four games. I think they take one in Houston, and I think playing in Chicago is something Houston has not really experienced in a while, especially a playoff atmosphere and how, you know, they did struggle in Chicago this year. The White Sox really hit them pretty hard. So I can see the White Sox taking this in four and five games. In general, it's going to be a great series between two teams, and it's going to be fun baseball. Even if we don't win the series, just enjoy playoff baseball because we haven't had it in a while. And like we said, it's the first time in franchise history the White Sox have made the postseason and back-to-back season. So hopefully for not the final postseason podcast, this is your host, Jack Thiel, signing off and saying have a great day, everybody.
Breaking news. This is an important PSA brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your public service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the US and Canada. This new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code SHY, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. Their advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems like Manscaped worked with Elon Musk engineers to ensure your testes are as safe as possible. Now, what makes this trimmer different than all the other trimmers? It has a new multifunction on and off switch, which you can engage a travel lock, which is created for people who like to travel. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. The new trimmer even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. And looks-wise, it's sleek with a two-tone matte and gloss finish, even features a hot foil-stamped black chrome Manscaped logo. Show that mower off loud and proud. The optimized Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. Did I mention wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code SHY, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you. So you get 20% off and free shipping with the code SHY, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code SHY. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.